Welcome to Be Still and Know. I am Jonathan Edwards, and this is our opportunity to hear what God is saying to us today. Exodus chapter 4, verse 13. But Moses again pleaded, "Lord, please send someone else." I wonder if you can identify with Moses. I certainly can. Time and again, God has clearly asked me to do something, and like Moses, I pleaded with him to find someone else. Moses would quickly have recognized that going back to Egypt was going to be hard enough, let alone to become the leader of the people and negotiate with the mighty Pharaoh. Anyone would have shaken at the knees to have been given such a role. The reasons that people use for objecting to God's call are many. Some, like Moses, are overwhelmed by the challenge, and they feel that their lack of skills make them a poor choice. Others object to God's call because they feel that the job that had been offered is beneath them. God calls them to be involved in youth work, perhaps, when they'd much rather be involved in the worship band. Or God calls them to do cleaning in the church when they'd much rather become a leader. What Moses had to learn was that God knew what he was doing. He was going to be one of the most important leaders in the whole history of the people of Israel. It was going to be through Moses that God delivered the law to his people, which would provide the framework for their life and worship. Moses looked at himself and observed his failures and disqualifications. God looked at him and saw the man of his choice, who he would equip to be exactly the right leader at the right time. The challenge we face day by day is to listen to God so carefully that we hear what he wants us to do. Whether it's a high-profile role or a hidden and low-profile role, if it's what God is calling us to do, it's the most important job in the world. So let me ask you a question. How are you seeking to discover what God wants you to do? Now let me pray with you. Lord God, thank you that you have a purpose for our lives. Help us to know what you're calling us to do today. Amen. Well, thanks for joining me today. I do encourage you to join me every day for Be Still and Know here on Premier. Or you might like to join the thousands of people who listen to this on podcast, which is, of course, available at any time. Thanks for joining me, and may God bless you today.